Welcome to Talk Satellite.
Hi, I'm Robert Melberg, Sales Director and Commercial Officer at SatCube.
And my name is Lucas Nystrom, and I'm the current CTO of SatCube.
When we last spoke, SatCube had only recently announced SatCube KU, which had won impressive design reviews, as I recall. Can you bring us up to speed on SatCube KU and SatCube Secure Terminals?
Yeah, we see that the SatCube KU right now is a market choice for many verticals and industries. We have 3, 4, 5 active projects in Mali, for example, right now, where it's very severe conditions, where we have operations all the time, daily, with these terminals. We can also see in Europe right now, in Ukraine, we can see that during the past 6 months, we have 5, 6 active projects with everything from CBS News to the International Red Cross and various government organizations. And with the secure, we can see that with this kind of new geopolitical situation, the secure issue is important for many government users. So we can now see an uptake of this kind of new product that we are targeting to governments.
How about your relationships with partners and customers? How are they using SatCube in the field?
Well, what we see is a modern person today doesn't want to do so much training. They just want to push a button and go live. So everyone wants Wi-Fi these days. I mean, that's what it's all about. We can now see that we have over 500 terminals active in the market, and the data consumption is very high. So we can see that people's normal office life or Wi-Fi requests at home is also displayed when they are in the field.
Exciting times in satellite. How are you addressing new multi-orbital systems being developed by satellite operators?
Yeah, so I think that this is one of the key emerging factors now in the industry, that we move away from the pure geo spectrum, where we have the capabilities of decreasing the latency by using the LEO networks, such as OneWeb and Starlink. And of course, SatCube is no different. So we're also looking into developing terminals for this new segment. We have done field testing for one of the large LEO constellations, where we have managed to successfully send and transmit data on their network. We're developing a couple of new terminals for different verticals, so portable, mobility, but also enterprise, depending on the customer needs. And some of them will be LEO only, some will be GEO only, and then some will be interoperable. So all of our designs are going to be mechanically steered. So we do research on the electronically steered arrays, the phased arrays. But the way that we see it, the performance is not up to standard. So you end up with having very bulky and high energy consumption systems, where thermal issues degrade the useful life of the terminals. So all of our systems will be mechanically steered with very robust resilient systems. Yeah, and also one of the key factors that we see when we design the LEO terminals, especially when you go to this high volume production, is that it's starting to become important to see that the total cost of ownership is important. So the energy bill, energy prices are skyrocketing, so having a very energy efficient system is key. So we are critical here in that all of our design has to be for maximum efficiency. That means that the apertures are smaller and that the energy consumption goes down. So we're even targeting a design for our SatCube Enterprise terminals where it would be possible to supply them with a solar panel so that you don't have to have, let's say that the infrastructure for electricity is a bit dodgy, or it's not resilient enough, or if you just want to have a greener footprint.
Recent exciting news from SatCube is the announcement of ESA's Christa Fuglsang will be your new advisor.
Yeah, I mean, Christa is kind of a big name in the space industry internationally. And of course, in Sweden, he's the only astronaut who has been up in space. So he's, of course, his network is very valuable for us, as we know, are a very international company. We just welcomed him a month ago, and now we're going to start working with him. So we are very happy to be with him here in SatCube.
What are your ambitions about expanding out of the KU band?
Yeah, so we certainly see that there are possibilities for especially the Ka band. The QNV band is today more on the feeder link sides, which is not for us. But we're investing in Ka band designs on a research level. At the moment, we're considering launching KU Band products, but they're further down the pipeline.
What next for SatCube as a company?
Our ambition is to be. It's to become one of the leading manufacturing companies in the world of new smart antennas. And that means both for portable and mobility and enterprise. So we see a big opportunity as a company in this competitive landscape to be one of the winning companies, because we can see so many new services to be handled when Leo is coming into the game, so to say. So as Lucas described about GEO-only terminals, LEO-only terminals, or a mix of GEO-LEO is what we are looking into right now. So right now is the time to scale up SatCube.
Yeah, and scaling is really the key here, because all of a sudden it's not only one product. We have to do several products for several different customers. So we have, on a year-to-year basis, we're doubling the number of people employed. And we are growing out of the factories, so now we need to find bigger factories so that we could keep to expand.
What we can see right now is that all manufacturing companies are looking into how we're going to become the winners of the future. But I think it's important that we at SatCube are using kind of technology that we already know, and we use that knowledge to go into LEO in a very personal way. I mean, we are having our own method about how to enter this huge market. And we can also see that many times manufacturing companies, they are doing like 500 terminals or 1,000 terminals or 2,000. But what I think is interesting right now is that we're going to scale this to hundreds of thousands of terminals, both with mobility, with the self-driving trucks, you have trains. All these self-driving things must have connectivity through satellite, otherwise they stop. So we see an enormous potential in mobility. And when it's coming to the business models of the LEO constellations, we can also see that they need millions of fixed enterprise links to be able to have a business model that is solid. So for us, it's about having and serving terminals in the future that is very energy efficient and very robust, and where it basically get delivered in an IKEA package with one button. That's the logics we are working to do. So it's exciting times ahead.
Thank you very much. We wish you every success.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be with you.
Thank you.